Hello, and welcome to Evergreen Cheer, a holiday podcast series. My name is Isabel Robertson, producer for Evergreen Podcasts. The story I'll be telling today is entirely true, and maybe a little unusual. My colleagues are all singing songs and telling stories about holiday magic, about love and miracles and joy. My story is about destruction. This is the story of the Gävlebocken, also known in English as the Gävle goat. Enjoy! Every year in early December, in a city in Sweden on the Baltic Sea, a giant straw goat goes up in the city square. And when I say giant, I mean giant. This goat is 43 feet tall, 23 feet long, and weighs 3 metric tons. And every year, the city and the world waits to see how and when it will be destroyed. If you look up the goat on Wikipedia, you'll find a very comprehensive chart chronicling its fate throughout the years. The chart features a column titled Method of Destruction, and it starts way back in 1966. The very first goat was the brainchild of a man named Stig Gävlin. Stig was an advertising man, but the other people involved with the goat weren't. The brother of the local fire chief designed the goat, and the fire department was in charge of its construction. You'd think that such close ties to the city fire department would protect the goat, but it's turned out to be more of a curse. In fact, that very first year, the goat burned down. Ever since, the destruction of the Gävle goat has become something of a game in the city. Every year, security measures are implemented, and every year, people try to destroy one or both of the two goats. And yes, there are two these days. Since 1986, two groups, the Southern Merchants and the Natural Science Club, have competed to build the biggest and the best. So every year since, there have been twice as many opportunities for destruction. In 2005, two people dressed as Santa Claus and the Gingerbread Man shot a flaming arrow at the goat. In 2009, computer hackers wiped out the two webcams monitoring goat security, and the goat went down in flames. In 2010, one of the guards keeping watch over the goats was bribed to leave his post so that the thieves could fly in on a helicopter and steal the goat away to Stockholm. It didn't work, but it was such a bold effort, you have to be impressed. These poor goats have been burned down, hit by cars, stolen, smashed to pieces, thrown in the river. One year, it lasted less than a day. Everyone, at least in my family, has their own personal favorite story of destruction. But as a Clevelander, my soft spot is for 2001. Wikipedia's Method of Destruction entry for 2001 reads as follows. A visitor from Cleveland, Ohio, in the United States, was arrested for burning the goat. The visitor was then 51-year-old Lawrence Jones, a photographer and author from Evergreen's own hometown. According to Lawrence, he was having dinner with two Swedish friends in Gävle when conversation turned towards the goat. They explained to him that almost every year since 1966, the goat had burned down. It sounded like a tradition to Lawrence, almost a ritual. So after dinner, he and his friends walked past the goat on the way back from the restaurant. He stopped to look, admiring the massive straw animal. He walked over and pulled a single piece of straw up from one of the hind legs. Now, Lawrence says he only meant to burn a single straw symbolically, but of course, straw and fire don't really work like that. The whole thing went up in flames. Lawrence claims that he thought burning the goat was a perfectly legal local tradition. He was wrong. He spent 18 days in a Swedish jail, was fined 100,000 Swedish kroner, and had his lighter confiscated. He still hasn't paid that fine. 9 years later, Lawrence went on the record alleging that there is a secret society that plans each attack on the goats. This has never been proven. But regardless of whether these attacks are a part of a bigger conspiracy, the people trying to protect the goats have tried just about everything. Flame repellent, a protective ice shield, webcams, fences, a taxi stand to increase the number of people around. And sometimes it actually works. The goats have had their good years. In 1994, a goat survived the holiday season and traveled to Italy with the national hockey team for the World Championship. Goats have been featured in the Guinness Book of World Records on multiple occasions. My family loves to keep track every year through the month of December, updating each other on the state of the goat. It's a cause for celebration no matter what, whether the vandals successfully burn it down or the protectors kept it standing throughout the winter. And it's kind of inspiring in its strange fire-and-straw-filled way. Every year, no matter how many creative and dedicated people work to take that goat down, the people of Yavle put it right back up the next year and fight to keep it there. So you all have your holiday traditions. You have Santa Claus, gingerbread houses, Hanukkah dreidels, and Christmas trees. And now you have the Yavle goat. So keep an eye on it. My family and I sure will. We're rooting for both sides, and we know that whether it lasts through the season or goes down in flames or up in a helicopter, it'll be back next year to fight again.
Thank you for listening to Evergreen Cheer. We'd like to acknowledge the Evergreen team for making this podcast possible. You can listen to Evergreen Cheer and more of our podcasts by subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app, or visit evergreenpodcasts.com. From all of us at Evergreen, we wish you a happy and joyful holiday season.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least two traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. And then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the authors' lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.
This podcast was produced with the support of the Ohio Motion Picture Tax Credit and in partnership with the Ohio Development Services Agency.